The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Development of artificial intelligence has come very fast and has revolutionised computing. But with the pressure and demand for AI from developers, the need to build and expand data infrastructure is being felt worldwide. Here in Ireland, we know this better than most. Now, to solve these problems, scientists are considering placing data centres in space. For more on this, I'm joined by space commentator Leo Enright. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. I'm not the better of that golf. That was some roller coaster last night.
And it
night.
Just shows there are some things that AI will never do.
Exactly. Extraordinary. I mean, quite unforgettable. Mm.
Now, talk to me about the idea of putting data centres into space. They are huge on land. Would they be different in space?
No, they wouldn't. And that's really the problem. This is a bit of a pipe dream, but it's one of those uses that I wouldn't totally dismiss. It's being taken seriously here in Europe. There are some American venture capital companies putting money into the idea. But here in Europe, the European Commission has funded a study, mm-hmm. Which was just completed there a few months ago. And they've come to the conclusion that this is a viable option. Now, it's not going to happen today or tomorrow. But as you mentioned, Pat, these things are enormous. It's a big, big problem already here in Ireland, because not only do they take up an awful lot of land, but they suck vast amounts of electricity out of the grid. And so they're getting to the point already where this is becoming unsustainable. And the other problem with them, Pat, is they have to be built near water courses, because they need vast amounts of
water.
That's
why
we
are in a good place, because we're a moderate temperatured country, and therefore we don't need as much cooling as they might in, say, southern Italy.
Yes, exactly, Pat. I mean, it's no good going out into the Arizona desert, because the thing would just boil over. So it's a problem, particularly here in Europe, because we need data crunching for legitimate purposes, not just for this ghastly Bitcoin scam. We need this data crunching for other proper reasons, and putting these things on Earth is becoming more and more unsustainable.
Now, the attitude to this kind of thing, it is in the future. But the science is quite simple. Solar energy free up in space, 24-hour solar energy, no dawn and dusk. And secondly, it's cold.
Exactly, Pat. On one side of this space station thing that would be the data center, one side of it is constantly irradiated by the sun, making electricity, obviously. The other side is freezing cold. The problem is that if you wanted a data center of any reasonable size, you would need a space station that is the size of the Phoenix Park in Dublin.
This would to be built in segments. I mean, it would be like Lego. You'd put it together. You couldn't lift it all at once.
Yes, absolutely, Pat. And it would be built, obviously, in modules. The people who did the study, Thalassaena Space, I was actually in their factory in Turin just a couple of weeks ago, and these people are already building large space structures. They're the main contractors for most of the American space stuff in Turin, in Italy. And so,
will there be a tariff on that, I wonder?
Indeed. But they could certainly build this thing. The problem, of course, is you need an enormous rocket to get it into space. Elon Musk is in the process, he says, of making one of these things viable and making it work. I'm still a little skeptical, but his competitor, Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame, Jeff Bezos actually has a rocket of a similar class that's already proven itself. Mm. It's flown into space. So I could see Jeff Bezos launching this stuff.
Now, there have been some experiments, I believe, with very small data centers like the size of a large hardback book that they've sent up just as a proving exercise.
That's right. And that's a very viable thing. That the company that did this, Lumen, it's one of these Silicon Valley companies. I'm not convinced that they're going to be the ones that actually lead the way. The Europeans, I think, are really serious about this. So it wouldn't surprise me if Europe stole a march for once on the tech bros in Silicon Valley.
The other suggestion is you could put one of these data centers, or many of them, on the moon, where you'd get the same sort of advantage of cold ambient temperature, because there's no atmosphere, but also the radiation of the sun.
Yes, Pat, but the problem, of course, with the moon is that you have 2 weeks of daylight, 2 weeks of nighttime. So it's not really going to work unless you use a nuclear power station. And that's also a viable option if you wanted to put data centres on
the moon. Is it any problem that it takes, even with the speed of light, takes a second and a half for stuff to get back? So you couldn't be gaming, couldn't be playing your video games while dealing with the data center on the moon.
Yeah, you've done your background on this, Pat.
A second and a half would be just non-viable.
Yeah, I mean, latency is a big issue. In fact, I think it's quite extraordinary, but the Lumen company, this Silicon Valley company, they're actually talking about moving the data in spaceships. So you're talking here about number crunching, not about real-time gaming and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of weird, the idea that you would send a van up to this station in orbit, you'd deliver your data, the station would number crunch it, and then put it back into the van to bring it home.
Finally, today is a day to remember for Katy Perry.
Yes, indeed. Now, I barely heard of this woman. Excuse me, I'm just going to have to cough, Pat.
Cough away.
I barely heard of this woman, but I gather she's of some significance in the music industry.
Absolutely. Big, big pop star, but also one of the judges on American Idol. So everyone tends to know her.
Well, I know we could very easily dismiss this little joyride as Ladies Who Launch. Do you get it? But in fact, it's one of the very few joyride trips of this sort that I actually am a bit positive about. And the reason is that one of the other women on board will be the first journalist from America and the first woman journalist to fly in space. That's Gail King, who's a highly respected American broadcaster.
So you might get the invitation yet, Leo. All right. Leo Enright, space commentator, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.